What disturbs many thinking people is a vision of the near future in which, should the Feds decide to stifle dissent, they could freeze the dissident's assets by reprogramming his database information. Scanners would not recognize him, and he would become officially invisible, unable to drive or work legally, have a bank account, buy anything on credit, or even see a doctor. Do we want to trust anyone with that kind of power? Yates asked. Lest anyone think this is naive or even paranoid nonsense, consider that in late October 2002, Applied Digital Solutions Incorporation, a high-tech development company headquartered in Palm Beach, Florida, announced the launching of a national promotion for its new subdermal personal verification microchip. The Get Chipped promotion was describing a device that can be implanted under a person's skin to transmit data to various locations. The VeriChip, according to company literature, is an implantable 12mm by 2.1mm radio frequency device, about the size of the point of a typical ballpoint pen. It contains a unique verification number. Utilizing an external scanner, radio frequency energy passes through the skin, energizing the dormant VeriChip, which then emits a radio frequency signal containing the verification number. The number is displayed by the scanner and transmitted to a secure data storage site by authorized personnel via telephone or internet. In addition to VeriChip centers in Arizona, Texas, and Florida, the firm also fields the Chip Mobile, a motorized marketing and chipping vehicle. The new Get Chipped campaign was launched just days after the Food and Drug Administration ruled that the chip is not a regulated medical device and stated it found reasonable assurance that the chip was safe. However, neither the manufacturer nor the FDA mentioned a series of veterinary and toxicology studies conducted in the mid-1990s which found that chip implants induced malignant tumors in some lab mice and rats. According to an Associated Press report in September 2007, Keith Johnson, who led a study in 1996 at Dow Chemical Company, said the transponders were the cause of the tumors. Several leading cancer experts, contacted by the AP, cautioned that while animal tests do not necessarily apply to humans, they were troubled by the findings and urged further study before the chips were implanted in people.